Hi, I'm Tristan Jabot.
And I'm Wilson Toe.
And we're here at Imagine Cup 2013 in beautiful Mountain View, California.
A little different from last year, right?
Yeah. This year we're doing more pitch-based, which is really, really nice, kind of interesting. You learn a lot about the teams.
Yeah, definitely. And so just to set the context for everyone, as you know, the Imagine Cup is the worldwide technology competition sponsored by Microsoft. And here we are today in Mountain View, California, hearing all the teams pitch their ideas to us today. The competition categories this year are world citizenship, innovation, and game design. So what do you think so far, Tristan?
It's been great. Some of these teams have got really awesome projects, and I'm really interested to see what they're doing and to learn about each one of them.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely excited too. In fact, we have our first team here ready for their interviews. Team DePossum from DePaul University. There we go. And we're inviting them on stage. And Tristan, you can do the first interviews.
Definitely. Hi. All right, so let's go ahead and actually first introduce each one of each other. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Rajat Kumar. I'm a sophomore at DePaul, computer science major.
Hi, I'm Tao Tian. I'm a sophomore at DePaul as well, also a computer science major.
Hi, I'm Mike Osborne, also a computer science major with a minor in classics to spice it up a little bit, and logically from DePaul.
So I hear, before we start actually introducing the team, I hear that one of you guys has a birthday.
My birthday today.
Oh, well, you know, we have to say happy birthday to you.
Thanks.
But now, what do you guys work on? What's Team DePossum doing? What you guys want to hear about it?
So, well, we've been mostly focused on not sleeping in the effort of preparing something for today. This all started back in the fall. This is really initially just an idea of this prestige of Imagine Cup was brought up. And, you know, do you want to work on something?
Yeah.
And so this rolled around in our noggins for a few months, and we brainstormed, and we met after dinner for a few nights, a week. Finally came up with this idea of WeAssist. And with this, we wanted to engage the local community in a potentially global market through an application on Windows Phone, because this is a new platform. Smartphones are seemingly the way of the future.
Yeah.
And to have it available for everyone is just something phenomenal. So I'd say lots of brainstorming, lots of coding, hashing out ideas, and in the end, we came up with a very good product. We're proud of, and very glad to be here in the process of the Imagine Cup.
Yep.
So with that, like, can you give me like a scenario, like, you know, where I would actually utilize? For example, if I needed to use WeAssist, you know, I mean, what would be a scenario that would happen?
Say you're out and you get a flat tire. All right. You call your friend Wilson. He's busy. He cannot take your call. And you call like the next five persons. They're not able to take a call. You repeat your information again and again. And also, it's so cumbersome, you know, trying to explain your location over the phone, things like that. And almost everyone has a smartphone. With this app, you can just send out your request with just a few taps. It's shared with all your friends and people near you, so one of them can come help you out.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Now, with this, did you guys get any really big challenges that you had to overcome?
So the first thing...
I like how you pause. That's good.
Well, the step one was it's a new platform, Windows SDK. It's been really exciting. So learning how to code in that. And then we talked a lot with the local community. Hey, how are you going to use this? What are some ways you would use this? And then we got a lot of feedback. For instance, in the initial prototype, we didn't have photo sharing, and it would seem very obvious now, but we didn't have it then. And one of the users suggested, hey, it would be really cool to have photos with your request.
Awesome. That's awesome. Now, I heard that yesterday you guys went and explored San Francisco.
Yep.
What did you guys think of Fisherman's Wharf, I think is where you guys went?
Yes, that's a really nice place. We went to there for like lunch and also walk around the shops over there. It's really nice weather, much better than Greencastle. And we really like here.
Good.
Especially in the startup culture. We went to the Space Rocket, the startup incubator, I think, which allows people to start their own companies. And we feel like really excited to listen to the speakers talking about their experience of starting their own companies.
So even more enjoyable than that is driving to the locations. Not because you're on the bus. There's buses everywhere. But driving past businesses like Broadcom and McAfee and just seeing all of these previously labels, you know, the pop-ups on your computer and saw this and saw that. They're right there. They're in the, you're going to their, you know, their place of development, their kind of realm, and it's rather surreal as a developer in such a place as Silicon Valley.
No, that's awesome. Now, kind of talking about the whole Silicon Valley and startup type of, you know, atmosphere, mm-hmm. you guys are kind of in that position now. So what's going on with the future? Where are you guys going to take WeAssist?
So this whole process has been just phenomenal, from taking us from students who have been, you know, developing our own applications and working together, but never in a startup culture, never in something where we're going to pitch external to the classroom environment or external to a programming contest. And so from there, this has been a huge learning experience. And we want to continue this learning, especially the last 48 hours or so, intensively communicating with the experts in the field, kind of opened our eyes to a lot of opportunities in the future. And so continuing development, expanding the platform, and really polishing it for deployment in the very near future is what we're looking forward to most.
That's awesome. Now, since you guys met some of the leading you know professionals in this startup, yeah. I mean, do they give you like really good insights where you need to go in the future to kind of get this off the ground and kind of get it running? Because I know being college students, I remember when I was a college student, it's like, right. It's a little scary. Yeah. You know what I mean, I was here at Magic Cup 2 years ago, and now we're actually working our project and getting it out in the future. So I kind of want to hear about that.
Yeah. So the trip to Rocket Space yesterday was particularly exciting. We listened to Fergus talk, and the first advice he gave us was, if you're looking for a stable job, then this is not a good place for you. Get out of here. Yeah. So that's the beginning of it. And then everyone in that space, be it the competitors, the other teams, or the speakers, they share the same passion. They have high levels of energy. They're bubbling with ideas. Like, everyone had like 100 ideas. They probably go with one. So WeAssist is our one, that one idea that's stuck with us out of the 100. So we're really committed to delivering it to the market. And we have some great suggestions on how to accomplish that.
Oh, that's great. That's phenomenal. I mean, that's what we're here for. I mean, exactly. We want to kind of get you guys, ramped up to make sure you feel comfortable and ready to take this on to the next level.
Yep.
Now, are you guys all graduating this semester, or are you guys all?
Mike is graduating, and me and Kumar are both sophomores.
Oh, sophomores! Wow,
yeah.
I'm gonna have to pat you on the back on that. That's great.
Mike is graduating in 2 days. So as soon as we get our initial seed funding, I was gonna give Mike an offer to work full time for us.
Yeah.
Tao and I are in college for 2 more years. Most likely, we'll finish our degree, yeah. But. we eat, sleep, code, less of sleep, so, yes.
So, being a developer, what's one thing you could tell anyone, that's out there, get them in the same shoes you're in, because, we're all kind of here, I'm a developer as well, mm-hmm. So I know how you guys feel, but there's a lot of people out there that are trying to aspire to become better developers, yeah. Or even just try developing for the first time. I mean, what would be, the one thing that you guys could think of? I could say, a lot of pizza and caffeine. But, it kind of depends on what's going on, What right. would you guys recommend?
I'll let you guys talk, too. But just one thing.
Yeah, yeah.
My best advice would be just go out there and make prototypes. It doesn't matter if it's small or big. We've made, hundreds of prototypes and thrown them out. But they're like stepping stones. So just make it. Don't spend your time into thinking too much.
So my advice is kind of similar to Rajat's. Don't be afraid to start. There's so many opportunities out there. And the Windows Phone is such an open platform. You can just publish your app within like a day or two. And that's really a great opportunity for you to get your idea there and get the market.
Yeah, definitely.
So as echoing the general sentiments, think of an idea, jump in, and then when that idea fails, grab a new one and continue to do this until something really shiny comes along, which is what we hope to continue to work on. Kind of the starting out freshman year, you make a program. I was wearing a shirt the other day that had my CS121 game, where you had a triangle and you had circles, and you're shooting the circles at some squares.
Nice.
So, that's where everything starts. And then you just keep going along with new ideas, new iterations of an idea that you thought was good in the past.
Well, good.
And innovating.
Perfect.
Constantly innovating.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. I really appreciate the time, and good luck. And I look forward to see what WeAssist turns into. I'm going to definitely keep track of it. Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
thank you.
Great talking
thanks.
To you.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to be bringing out Wilson here to interview our next team. Here you go, sir.
Why, thank you, Tristan.
Oh, you're very welcome. Anytime. That last team was great. They did some really interesting things. I'm really interested to see what happens with this next team.
Yeah, it just keeps getting better from here.
Yes, it does.